This is the Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kilohertz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.
This is station PCJ of Philips Radio, broadcasting on 31 meters, our weekly Friday program, which only lasts for 60 minutes.
Estación de la Alegría, The Happy Station Show. Hello, North America from Taiwan. This is Keith Powell with you for the next 55 minutes on the Happy Station, bringing you all kinds of music as well as all kinds of listeners. Well, of course, I mean, the listeners are an important part of the show, so you are the show. Does that make any sense? Not quite sure. But anyway, thank you for joining me at 1 hour UTC or just after 1 hour's UTC because we have our Listener's Corner coming up. We have quite a bit of correspondence to get to, as well as some very unusual ones. Well, one unusual one. And of course, today is going to be the first day of the birthday book, because some of you have been asking me, well, is the birthday book going to return? Yes, but it is going to be done a bit differently from how it used to be done on Happy Station. And I will tell you more about that later on. So I'm going to keep this brief so we can kick off with some music right away. Here's Thalia with Mujer Latina on the Happy Station. We'll be right back. Talia with Mujer Latina beginning this edition of The Happy Station. And I want to talk for a moment, actually, about our Facebook page. A while ago, I put up a posting because I'm looking for times and frequencies for Europe. And I put a whole list of times and asking people which they thought would be better for them. And Andrew Smith said a good time for him would be between 21 and 2155 UTC. And Antonio Gomez in Portugal said that for him, he has two options. One would be 20 to 2055 UTC and 21 to 2155 UTC. So it seems that, well, not just from those two, but other emails that people have been sending me and other messages, private messages, they're more or less saying the same time. So I am looking for a relay, which I may have found. It's owned by the same company. They have one relay in Slovakia and the other in Russia. And I'm going to be talking to them this week to see if those two time slots are available. So when I know more information, I will definitely pass it on, because a number of you who listen to us in Europe via the website of WRMI, www.wrmi.net, said that at 15 hours UTC, you can pick up sometimes, on very rare occasions, depending on what propagation is like, you can pick up 9955 kilohertz, but it's very chancy, and then it's like 1 minute it's here, the next minute it's, and then it's back, and then it's, you know, you get the idea. So, yes, I will be adding a frequency for Europe, and I'm still working on that, which is not that easy, shall we say. I was contacted a while ago, which was really funny, from some relay in Eastern Europe. And I was checking around, and it sounds good, but everybody was telling me, avoid them. Because they said, one day you're on air, and everything is fine. The next week, you're not there because there's a power problem or something. So I have to look around for the best option for all of you. So I will definitely, definitely keep you in the loop. We do have a special program coming up on the 21st of this month. At 15 hours UTC, we're going to be presenting a special program on Johnny Mann, and Johnny Mann will be my guest. Now, you may or may not know that name, but at some point or another, you probably have heard his singers, because over the years, they have recorded station IDs for over 500 radio stations around the world, including two radio stations here in Taiwan. And there's a number of recordings that you've probably heard by Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., Julie London, where they were the backing, the back vocals, as well as having a number of their own recordings. So, Johnny Mann, and that's going to be on the 21st of May, the 21st of May at for the 15-hour UTC broadcast. So let's now have a little sample of Johnny Mann and his singers. Here they are with Cy Zenter and his orchestra with a song called Undecided on The Happy Station.
Thank you.
The Johnny Man Singers with the Cy Zenter Orchestra with the classic song Undecided here on the Happy Station. Okay, at the beginning of the show, I was talking about our Facebook page. And if you want to join up to the Facebook page and talk to other Happy Station listeners, do so. It's very easy to do. If you're already signed up to Facebook, just do a search for the Happy Station and then join up, and that's it. That's all you have to do. It's very, very simple. Okay, it's now time to go to our listener's corner. Usually I say listener's corner, but this is a listener corner. Jerry Berg, who lives all the way in the USA, sent us a message about his memory about meeting Eddie Starts. Now, normally a message should be maybe a minute long. But he said, I think I ran a little bit overtime. You certainly did, but it's okay. So now let's go to our listener corner here on the Happy Station. And when we come back, I'll tell you how you can send in your recorded message.
Hi Keith, Jerry Berg in the United States. I thought you might be interested in this little vignette about Eddie Starts, who was the first host of Happy Station. I had the pleasure of meeting him back in July 1972 when I and four other shortwave listeners were co-hosting that year's convention of the Association of North American Radio Clubs, which was an umbrella group of SWL clubs. The convention was held just outside Boston. ANARC, as it was called, had been holding SWL meetings every year since 1966, and this one turned out to be the largest one up to that time. I think we had 87 people in attendance. The ANARC conventions grew larger after that and eventually drew up to 200 or so people. Eddie was in the United States in part to meet with Perry Farrell. Perry was the owner with his wife Jean of Guilfer Shortwave in Park Ridge, New Jersey. Guilfer was one of the best known distributors of receivers, accessories, and various SWL supplies, and both Perry and Jean were well known in the shortwave community. Eddie was meeting with them about the possibility of publishing a book that Eddie had written about his life. Perry and Jean came to Boston and brought Eddie with them. Eddie had agreed to be the keynote speaker at our conference. And I still recall him taking the podium as one of my fellow conference organizers, Chris Lobdell, who is, like myself, still active in shortwave. As Chris turned on his tape recorder and played Eddie's theme song, A Nice Cup of Tea. And Eddie was, as you might expect, his colorful self talking about the future of shortwave broadcasting. He was very much, he was very critical of jamming, which was a real scourge in those days, and he urged greater friendship and brotherhood among everyone. He took questions, and then after his presentation was over and the group broke up, he stuck around. He displayed various broadcast memorabilia that he had brought with him from the Netherlands. He told stories about his life in broadcasting, and he was happy to oblige those who wanted to have their pictures taken with him or obtain his autograph. So it was a great night. He was a great man. Unfortunately, his book never did get published. Keith, I love the program. Keep up the good work. Bye for now.
Thank you very much, Jerry Berg, all the way in the USA. And Jerry, by the way, is the author of three books about shortwave. The first book was called On the Shortwaves, 1923 to 1945. His second one, Listening on the Shortwaves, 1945 to today. And then his final book, Broadcasting on the Shortwaves, 1945 to today. And I just got a copy of the third book from an online website, and I've been reading it, And I'm going to invite Jerry on the show to talk about the three books. And we have something special for people that listen at that time, because it's absolutely fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. This guy has put so much work into these three books that I think it warrants having him on the show. Okay, you are listening to The Happy Station. And if you want to send in a recorded message to be used on the Listener's Corner, well, this week it was Listener Corner because his message was almost 3 minutes long. It's very easy to do. Record an MP3 at your end, up to 1 minute. And I say that again, up to 1 minute. But of course, there's exceptions to every rule. And email the file to the following email address, pcj.happystation@gmail.com. Again, PCJ, that stands for Peace, Cheer, and Joy, like the old Philips Radio call sign. PCJ.happystation@gmail.com. All right, so I look forward to getting those. Coming up, actually, in a few minutes, we're going to go to our mailbag, and we're going to give out two birthday greetings as our birthday book has opened. And I'll tell you more about that a little bit later on in the show. But first, going out to Jerry Berg and all those dedicated shortwave listeners, a song that you know. The song is called Greenback Dollar. But the singer, or the group rather, you may not know. The group is called the Hootenanny Singers. And there is one famous person from that group who went on to be one of the bees from ABBA, Björn Ulvaeus. So here is Björn Ulvaeus and the Hootenanny Singers with Greenback Dollar on La Happy Station and La Estación de la Alegría.
Some people say I'm a no count. Others say I'm no good. But I'm just a natural born traveling man, doing what I think I should. Oh yeah, doing what I think I should. When I was a little baby, my mama said, hey son, drive and where you will and grow to be a man, and sing what must be sung. Sing what must be sung. And I don't give a damn about a greenback a dollar, spend it fast as I can, for a wailing song and a good guitar, the only things that I understand, oh boy. The only things that I understand. Now that I'm a grown man, I've traveled here and there. I've learned that a bottle of brandy and a song, the only ones who ever care, oh boy, the only ones who ever care. People say I'm a no count, others say I'm no good, but I'm just a natural born traveling man, doing what I think I should, oh yeah, doing what I think I should.
Björn Ulvaeus and the Hootenanny Singers with Greenback Dollar here on The Happy Station. Okay, well, it's now time to get to some of the correspondence, which I'm waiting for. And here it comes. All right. This week, no complaining from our horse, which is very nice, which is rather unusual. The first one we're going to get to is from Jonathan Pukila, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right. He lives in Thunder Bay, Ontario, Canada, and he heard the program on November the 9th between 102 and 157 UTC on 9955 kilohertz. And he said that he is quite new to the DXing hobby. He started listening at around 2000, in the year 2006. So he never had a chance to hear the original Happy Station when it was on Radio Netherlands. He says that nevertheless, I was learning more and more about shortwave and came across many recollections and memories of DXers that they had of this program. And he said after hearing the revival of the show, he can honestly see why so many DXers were talking about it because of the good music, honest talk, and light atmosphere. And he's looking forward to the next program. And he says, can you please verify my reception report with a QSO card? Yes, Jonathan, it is on the way. One here from a name that I mentioned already last week, John O'Neill, who seems to be very determined to win one of those two shortwave radios that I am having a lucky draw for. He sent in reception reports for each of the transmissions. So, John, well, thank you very much for that. And that means now you have, wait, is it how many? Six chances? You have six chances now to win. Because every time you send a reception report, it goes in. So you have a better chance to win. So, John, thank you very much for that. And I will tell you more about the radios in just a moment. And then an interesting one here, which came in from Edward J. Insinger in Summit, New Jersey. And I'm not quite sure what Edward was thinking when he wrote me this, but he heard the show from April the 16th between 104 UT and 158 UT with our special guest, Frank Ifield. And everything seems fine, but then he says, I was a regular listener to Eddie Starts and Tom Meyer over Radio Netherlands, and I still proudly display my first QSL card from Radio Nederland, which featured a picture of Mr. Happy Station, Eddie Starts, on the front. And then I was reading the QSL, his reception report, then it got a little strange. He said, after tuning in, I heard the Happy Station song, followed by Tom Meyer mentioning the special guest for the evening, Frank Ifield. Huh? Was Tom here that day, or did I present the show? I don't know now. And I thought, well, maybe it's a typo. But then he says, the interview continued with Tom mentioning 8-track music tapes. And then Tom mentioned the new Happy Station QSL card. And then Tom mentioning the Happy Station show with Frank Ifield. And then played the song, The Summer Is Over. So maybe that was Tom that was here. Maybe I was away that week. I don't know. I have to check with Tom. Maybe I was asleep and I missed the show. And Tom said, well, I have to fill in. Anyway, thank you very much, Edward. And he also included an IRC for return postage. And Edward, I will return that to you. Only because if you send an IRC, it is a little bit complicated when I bring everything to the post office to get sent away because I have a stack and then there's, say, one with an IRC and it becomes a bit complicated. So I'll send the IRC back to you. But thank you anyway for sending it. So anybody out there, do not send an IRC and do not send money. Some people have sent money. And if you send money, send like $1 million or something, not $1. I'm just kidding, of course. So anyway, if you want to have your snail mail on the mailbag call and also have a chance to win one of two shortwave radios that I'm giving away, one is an ATS-909 and an ATS-606A, both from Sanjen. All you have to do is send in a reception report and you'll be entered into the lucky draw and we'll be announcing the winners at the end of June. And the address is the following. Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, Section 1, Sanmin Road, Banqiao, Taipei, Taiwan, ROC 22070. So let me say it again, and I'll say it a little slower. The address is Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, number 47, Lane, L-A-N-E, 31, Lane 31, Section, S-E-C-T-I-O-N, 1, Section 1, Sanmin, S-A-N-M-I-N, Road, Sanmin Road, Banqiao, B-A-N-C-I-A-O, Banqiao, Taipei, Taiwan, ROC 22070. Now, if you didn't have time to write that down, you can also go to the website for Radio Miami International at www.wrmi.net and click on Happy Station and you will get it. And I have to say, I am looking so forward to getting our P.O. Box address set up, because every time I give out this, I always run out of breath. Ay, 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 ay. Okay, time now for music. Let's take a listen to Tom Meyer with I'll Be Seeing You here on The Happy Station.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll see you in the morning sun and when the night is new. I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you. This heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, chestnut tree, wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I will find you in the morning light, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at that moon, but I'll be seeing you. I'll be seeing you.
Tom Meyer, and I'll be seeing you here on The Happy Station. Well, you know what? We've actually reopened the birthday book. There was a lot of dust on it after almost more than 15 years of being on the shelf, but dusted it off, and we're going to start putting entries back into the birthday book. Now, originally on Happy Station, your birthday was mentioned if your birthday fell on a Sunday. But I'm going to do it a bit differently. So if your birthday falls between a Monday and Friday, it will be mentioned on the show. So send me your date of birth and your birthday to the email address and postal address, which I'll give at the end of the show, and then we'll be putting it in the book. But we do have three for this week, so... Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And there I am singing slightly or very much out of tune. But anyway, nevertheless, the birthday greetings go out to the following people. Edward McNair, who lives in Missoula, Montana. Judith Ritter, who lives in Montreal, Canada. Armando Gonzalez, who lives just outside Mexico City. So, happy birthday and many more to you. All right, time for more music here on Happy Station, because coming up in about 2 minutes' time, I'll be joined on the phone with a listener who started listening many years ago and remembers visiting Tom and in Hilversum. But first, here's June Christie, and It Could Happen to You on the Happy Station. June Christie, It Could Happen to You here on the Happy Station. One of the first shows that we did, there was an email sent to me from a listener in Lancashire in the United Kingdom, who also sent me a letter recently with his phone number. And he is very interesting because he went to Hilversum a few times to visit Radio Netherlands and to visit Tom, as Tom did Happy Station, the live show to Europe. And he even had his trusty video camera with him, and he is going to be sending me a DVD of that because I think that'll be a lot of fun to see. And Tom, don't worry, I will send you a copy as well. But I decided to call him up because he had some little fun stories about when he visited Hilversum that very first time. Well, joining me now is Bruce Goodwin, a Happy Station listener. And Bruce, you have an interesting story because you even went to Hilversum at one point. Can you tell me about that?
Yes, I've been a few times to see Tom. I always remember, though, I got there and I had a terrible panic attack, which I'd never had before. And I got to the train station and I actually went one past the Hilversum Central. And I thought, where am I? Help, help, because it was more like a bus stop than a train station. And then I turned around and I saw a picture. I saw the PTT Tower, sorry. Now, when I used to listen to Happy Station as a young boy, I don't know, 55 years ago, perhaps. I was very young at the time, let me add.
So during the Eddie Starts era?
That's right, indeed I did. When, you know, you got all the whistles and bangs and fades of shortwave. But my first thing I sent for, and I was so excited as a boy when I got it, was my first Happy Station calendar. And on that was a picture of the new Viraldrome Room. It was the year it opened, I think, with the PTT Tower. So I looked behind me and I saw this tower. I recognised it from all those years ago, that picture. And I felt, oh, I'm all right now. At least I can go into the Viraldrome Room, you know, and find my directions. But luckily, a very kind man at the train station, and Dutch are very kind, saw I was in a bit of problem and offered me, he said, well, look, I'll give you a lift to your hotel. Brilliant, I thought. So that's my first visit, because I've been often since with my camcorder to do Tom Mayer.
Give a little bit of an inside scoop about what was going on when you were at Radio Netherlands that time.
Well, it's all live, of course, and I promise, Tom, I won't let you down. Not that there's anything to let you down over. I was in the control room. I've got a big glass, thick glass panel. Tom is obviously dashing or coming in and out of there between his slots. He puts a bit of music on. Then he'll have a word with Rosemary and decide what's next to play. Then he'll go back in again and he'll, say whatever he's going to say and so on. It's very nice in the studio. It's air-conditioned. I noticed the first time I went, I saw the old lawn, which the Eddie Starts people will remember, because he used to talk about the rabbits on that lawn, and it was still there. They got some porta cabins, but it's still there, and I thought that was lovely.
The rabbits weren't there anymore. Somebody probably ate them.
Well, probably not. No, I wouldn't think so. But there was a man outside with a very, very noisy strimmer, petrol one, big one, and yet the air double glazing was so fantastic, you couldn't hear a sound. It's perfectly soundproof. And as I say, Tom would come in, and then he'd have another word with Rosemary. They'd decide on a record, and so on. That was it. I mean, the studio itself he actually was in was probably, I don't know, say, 15, 20 feet by about 6 feet, something like that, behind the glass.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you, what got you interested in Happy Station?
Well, it's difficult because I was always into radios, and I got this old Ferguson radio as a kid. Well, my father's radio, like. And I was just tuning around, and it was fascinating. When I realised, and don't forget, I'd only be about 6 or 7 at the time, and I could hear stations from other countries. And one Sunday, I was tuning along, and I picked up this one, and I liked it, and it was quite loud, and it was Happy Station. Well, I used to listen, and then when I got to about, 17, 18, for some reason, Tom Mayer had taken over, and I listened, but then I got with Vet Church, various other things on a Sunday. I didn't really get a chance to listen, and I dropped away a bit. But then, for some reason, I don't know why, when I was about in my 40s, I suddenly got this thing about Happy Station again, and I'd never miss a show. And it, you know, really got this thing. I mean, I used to hate traveling. I'd never go abroad, and I had a real problem there with panic attacks. But I decided I just got to go and see what, you know, these guys looked like and what the studio looked like. And so that gave me the courage to go. And it opened up a whole new world for me because I was traveling and, you know, I've been to Holland and I found that over the time, I really did enjoy going. So really, Happy Station did so much for me. And that's not mentioning the HSCC, the Happy Station Correspondence Club. I met lovely people, and I hope they're listening, though they probably won't be, like Audrey Samuels, Carol Coxhead, and so on through it. And can I just say a hi to Bob Thomas, who's also an avid listener who lives near me, and I introduced him to the Happy Station, and then he used to listen as avidly as I did. So really, that started.
You know what's funny, Bruce? With the way you were describing it, it's making it sound like these people that will like follow the Rolling Stones or the Beatles in the 1960s, like follow the Beatles to everywhere in the world, and now this same group is following the Rolling Stones everywhere in the world.
Well, no, I mean I don't follow any radio program now. I'm very glad you're back, but I'm not one of these people like some people follow a football team or cricket team. I'm not like that, which is so I can't understand what Happy Station had for me. But I don't do that sort of thing. I'm not, my wife does. She's into things that, you know, that she'll follow, but I'm not. So it wasn't something to follow, and I've not really had anything else since, you see. Mm-hmm. So it was really good, and it was, you know, I mean, obviously Eddie Starts had what Eddie Starts had, and Tom Meyer hadn't got some of that. But equally, Tom Meyer had a lot that Eddie Starts hadn't got. And, you know, Tom Meyer was a different thing, but they were both brilliant in their own way. And as I said, through Tom and the Happy Station Correspondence Club, I met lovely people, you see. So that was brilliant.
Bruce, well, thank you very much for joining us. That was Bruce Goodwin, all the way in the UK, having some memories there about when he visited Radio Netherlands and Happy Station when Tom did the show. And I'm looking forward to seeing that DVD. We still have a few minutes before we end off today's show, and last week the show was mostly music, and somebody wrote in saying it sounds like the emergency shows Tom used to run, he said, in case he got hit by a cow. Well, no, there are no cows here in Taipei, but I was away last week in Jakarta, Indonesia, for a radio conference, and I had to speak at one of the forums, and I recorded some stuff, which I will use on future Happy Station shows. And when I travel, I like to travel to visit different music shops and see what kind of music I can find. Well, I came to one shop in central Jakarta that had all kinds of 45 singles that were like super, super cheap, and I just bought a whole stack of them. And one of them was of a singer that we played on one of the earlier shows, from Holland, by the name of Anika Garenlo. And, well, she was originally born in Indonesia, but grew up in Holland. And I came across a recording of her singing a very popular folk song from Indonesia, but with a little difference. Here's Anika Garenlo and Bengawa Solo on The Happy Station.
Bengawan Solo, riwayatmu ini sedari dulu jadi perhatian usani. Musim kemarau tak berapa airmu, di musim hujan air meluap sampai jauh. Matamu dari Solo, peturung gunung seribu, air mengalir sampai jauh, akhirnya ke laut, yaitu perahu. Riwayatnya dulu, kau berjalan-jalan cinta, lalu kita naik perahu. Thank you.
musinkę ma rok. Zabrapa je mu, di musin ujan air meluap sampai jauh. Matamu dari Solo itu perahu riwayatnya dulu kau berjalan-jalan cinta lalu kita mau tahu lalu kita naik perahu lalu kita naik perahu.
Anika Grenlo with Benggawa Solo, a song that I picked up when I was in Indonesia, and I was doing some research about that song, and it is a traditional Indonesian folk song, and she was singing in Indonesian, but of course the folk version, which is very, very old, doesn't sound anything like that. This is a much, much more interesting version, I have to say. Okay, well, you know what? We've actually come very close to the end of this show at 1 hour's UTC, but I will be back at 15 hours UTC for another edition of the show with some different music as well. So you can listen to this one, and then if you can, you can listen to the one at 15 hours UTC and hear something different. Okay, so once again, let me give out the information so you can get in touch with me. If you want to send me an email and also maybe send along a recorded message and to enter your name into the Happy Station birthday book, the email address is very simple, pcj.happystation@gmail.com. Again, pcj.happystation@gmail.com. And if you want to send a snail mail and send in your reception report, and also enter the lucky draw to win one of two shortwave radios that I'm going to be having a lucky draw for at the end of June, you have to send in a snail mail. The address is Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, Section 1, Sanmin Road, Banqiao, Taipei, Taiwan, ROC 22070. I'll say that again a bit slower. Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, Lane, L-A-N-E, 31, Section 1, S-E-C-T-I-O-N, 1, Sanmin, S-A-N-M-I-N, Road, Banqiao, B-A-N-C-I-A-O, I'm running out of breath, Taipei, Taiwan, ROC 22070. Zero. And now I sigh. Ah, thank God that is over. Okay, so do send in your reception reports. The two radios that I'm giving away to two lucky listeners are the Sanjin ATS-909 and the Sanjin ATS-606A. So send them in right away, and I look forward to seeing your reception reports, and also include your phone number because you never know, I may give you a call. Okay, well, that's all we have time for, but like I said, I'll be back at 15 hours UTC. So until then, all I can say is so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.